Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, Brett McMurphy, college football insider for the Stadium Network and WatchStadium.com. You can follow him at Brett_McMurphy on Twitter. Brett, how you doing?
Good afternoon. How you doing?
We are doing well. So, first of all, as we come down the stretch here, we've seen some bouncing around at the top spot in the bowl championship playoff system and what it is they have. There's still some big games left on the docket, obviously big rivalry games to end the season. But the one we're concerned with, now that Minnesota has taken a loss, it seems like the Badgers now are back again in the driver's seat. They can still end up against Ohio State, we presume, in the Big Ten championship game. Let's just say for blanks and giggles that the Badgers went out and actually beat Ohio State. Do you have a sense as to where the Badgers would end up? Would they end up back in the Rose Bowl?
In that scenario, yeah, they would. Because they would obviously they would jump Minnesota. They would jump Penn State because Penn State would lose to Ohio State. Now here's where I have to look at the fine print. I guess technically Wisconsin could beat Ohio State and finish ranked behind Ohio State. And in that case, I'm not sure if the Rose Bowl would go Big Ten champ or highest ranked team. And then there's a chance obviously if Ohio State would go into the playoff as a non-champion, then absolutely Wisconsin would go to the Rose Bowl. But Ohio State drops to 5 and Wisconsin is, somewhere in the 6-7-8 range, but they are the Big Ten champs. To be honest, I'm not sure what would happen in that scenario. In my bowl projections this week, I've got Ohio State in the playoff as Big Ten champs. I actually think Wisconsin, I'm projecting Wisconsin to the Rose Bowl because I think they went out and lose to Ohio State. And I think they don't fall below Minnesota and Penn State. Now, we'll have to see. Obviously, Wisconsin has to be competitive in that Big Ten championship game. But right now, I've got them pegged for the Rose Bowl, but as the Big Ten runners-up and not the champs. But that's a great question. There's a million different scenarios. I thought I'd heard of every one. That's what I get for doing a Wisconsin radio show. Now I've got another one to think about. Thank you.
That's all right. That's what we're here for, because we're all thinking on our feet as well. Because I was asked this last night. I thought, well, wait a minute. If they beat Ohio State, they're not going to the championship because of the loss to Illinois, but does that then put them in the right driver's seat for the Rose Bowl? But let's say they lose to Ohio State. Because they get to the Big Ten championship, are they then still in the run for a Rose Bowl? I don't specifically know, which is a kind of a weird conundrum, I guess.
So I was just looking something up as we spoke, and it says my understanding is the Rose Bowl takes the highest ranked team. With obviously they had to have some parameters in there to go by, but I think when I was trying to find out this information, my scenario did not involve the highest ranked team not winning the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if necessarily that would relate. That would obviously be a question that the Big Ten and or Rose Bowl would have to clear up. But I don't know. That's the thing about the, we find out with the playoff and all the different bowl games, there's all these different scenarios you don't really think about until it happens. Like, the Orange Bowl, this year they get the ACC champion, unless the ACC champion goes to the playoff, which obviously Clemson will, unless something drastic happens. And then after that, they get the next highest ranked team to play in the Orange Bowl from the ACC. That's a contract bowl. Well, there's a problem. There's no other ACC team that's ranked.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? Well, you have to ask. What happens is the Orange Bowl can pick who they want. as long as the team, I think, is within one win of the highest available team with the most wins that's available. So
I didn't mean
you could
to
have
screw
eight,
us up.
8-4 8-4 Miami going to the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, I didn't mean to screw them up, but I'm thinking, okay, if Ohio State loses, do they remain the highest ranked team and therefore go to the Rose Bowl? Or if Wisconsin would win, you would assume then if they won out, they would end up jumping up from 12 to inside the top 10.
I mean, the worst case scenario if Wisconsin wins out is they would either be, well, if utter chaos happens, they get into the playoff. But we'll suspend belief and say that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But Wisconsin wins out, it's very simple. They will either be in the Rose Bowl, or they would be in the Orange Bowl, or possibly the Cotton Bowl. But I think they would rank so highly that it's more likely they would be in the Orange Bowl playing.
Right.
God, do I dare say it, Miami? what's the NCAA record for most consecutive beatings by a bowl team against the same opponent, because
right.
Wisconsin's getting ready to set it if that happens.
Yeah.
But they would definitely, if they went out, they would definitely be in a New Year's Six Rose, Orange, or Cotton situation.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because it's not going to stay the same. Obviously, Wisconsin right now is trailing Penn State and Minnesota. If Ohio State beats Penn State this weekend, Penn State will fall. If Wisconsin beats Minnesota, Minnesota's going to fall. So it'll be Wisconsin and Ohio State as the two highest-ranked Big Ten teams. Behind them, you have then Michigan. You have, obviously, Ohio State sitting at number two behind only LSU. There's only three undefeated teams in the country, and Clemson playing in a weaker conference. So is by just default in the teams that right now are, say, like in the top 15, can we in the Midwest say that the Big Ten is the best conference because of the number of teams inside the top 15, or do you feel that it's still the SEC's to lose?
Well, the SEC has an argument there because the SEC's got three of the top five right now.
Right.
And then even if you want to go down to the top 15.
You got Florida and Auburn there too, right?
You've got five of the top 15.
Yeah.
So it is... both teams right now, based on the college football playoff rankings, I know I vote in the AP poll, and I'm reminded daily once the college football playoff rankings, hey, your poll doesn't matter anymore. And I'm like, okay, well, thanks. I still get paid the same for doing it, which is nothing. But you've got five Big Ten teams in the top 15 and five SEC teams in the top 15. And then actually – you go a little bit deeper, then you throw Iowa into the mix. So if you want to include the whole top 20, then actually Big Ten's got six, SEC's got five. And then after that, both conferences fall off a cliff. The thing that's funny about these conferences is everyone, likes to say their conference is the best. And this is as impressive as the Big Ten and the SEC has been this year in the depth. Especially at the top, for both leagues, has been outstanding all year. If Clemson wins the title, you know what the ACC fans are going to say? We're the best conference because we have the national champion.
Right.
We have nobody else worth a darn, but we have the national champs. And that's kind of funny because you think of all the years Alabama has won it. There were some years in there where the conference was not very good, at least not this year, up to this year's standards. They may have had two or three top 25 teams. But certainly they were not the deepest conference, but nobody a couple years from now, nobody will remember, oh, yeah, remember the Big Ten had six top 25 teams. Yeah, okay, but, Clemson or LSU or whoever won the title, that's kind of all pretty much what resonates with people.
Talking with Brett McMurphy, college football insider for Stadium Network and WatchStadium.com. Just getting into the brass tacks now, some of the games coming up. The Badgers have shown their flaws. I think they got caught looking over the fence against an up-and-coming Illinois team. Athletically, they were just beaten down by a very, very good Ohio State team. They rebounded nicely. And now it's all about getting up to Minnesota and getting Paul Bunyan's axe back. Tell me about Minnesota, though, because Minnesota was on a roll. They knock off Penn State. Everybody thinks they're flying high, and then they go into Illinois. And Kinnick Stadium is never an easy place to play, I admit, but they ended up getting beat there. But tell me about this western portion of this Big Ten conference.
Well, the thing with Minnesota, which it's kind of fascinating because the committee will sit there, and when they talk about how strong or weaknesses of different teams, they'll look at teams, they'll look at the resumes. And, you know, Minnesota really wasn't thought that highly of until they beat Penn State, you know, and then they lose at Iowa, which, you know, it, going in and playing at Iowa, you know, I think you would agree is one of the toughest road trips, not only in the Big Ten, but also in the country. The thing with Minnesota is, what is the real Minnesota? Is it the team that beat Penn State or nearly won at Iowa, or is it the team that, you know, beat South Dakota State, Fresno State, Georgia Southern, and Purdue by less than a touchdown, and could started 4-0, could have easily started 0-4, but they didn't. So you got to give them credit for that. Obviously, they got one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and I think probably one of the more underrated quarterbacks in the country. You know, but then if it was a blind resume, and I really believe this, if Michigan had Minnesota's resume, they would not be ranked number 10 right now. They'd probably be number 6 or 7. But because it's Minnesota, I think people are skeptical. But, you know, this is going to be a battle for Wisconsin in 2 weeks. And, you know, look, if Minnesota can beat Penn State at home, they certainly can beat Wisconsin. And, you know, I don't need to tell you what's at stake for this game. And, you know, can that team go on and beat Ohio State? Probably not. But you know what? Yeah, Ohio State is kind of the equivalent right now of one of the you get in the NCAA tournament and you got a team that's averaging, you know, 90 points a game and they're blowing out everybody. And then all of a sudden they get face an opponent that slows it down, runs the shot clock, and the game's in the 50s or the 60s, and it's going down to the last shot. That's what I want to see what happens with Ohio State, whether it's against Penn State, whether it's against Michigan, whether it's in the Big Ten championship game, is how do they operate? How does Justin Fields operate when he's in a tight game in the fourth quarter? And I remember talking to Dabo Swinney last month about Trevor Lawrence, and it was right after their scare against North Carolina. And I said, you know, how would you assess his play? And he said, look, Brett, we don't know how Trevor's going to respond in these tight games because, look, this is his second year at Clemson. This is the first game he's been involved in that we've been less than a 2-touchdown lead going into the fourth quarter. And I think that's also kind of similar to Ohio State. Look, they've been incredible so far right up to this point, but they haven't been challenged late. And I think teams and players react differently to that. So, you know, look, I think the Minnesota-Wisconsin winner can challenge Ohio State, but I think we'll know a lot more about, is Ohio State legitimate? I mean, if they comfortably beat Penn State and Michigan and then win the Big Ten championship, I think they should have the number one overall seed over LSU, as impressive as LSU has been this year.
Brett, it's a pleasure talking to you. I'm glad we got through it without tying ourselves up to the fact that we need psychology and maybe some help. But nevertheless, we kind of deciphered a little bit of it, and there's a lot of X's and O's yet to get through to the end of the season. Thanks for coming on, okay?
Thank you.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Brett McMurphy, college football insider for Stadium Network and WatchStadium.com. You can find him over on Twitter at Brett_McMurphy. And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.